When you hear stories about Christians behind bars in Iran, they don't all have a bright spot like today's story does. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and we've got some good news to share about three believers who were arrested in Iran months ago. And then we'll also share what it takes to become a book missionary. And it's easier than you might think. It's the Great Commission in action behind today's headlines. So let's get to the first story, where three Christian Azerbaijani men were just released from prison in Iran on bail. See, they'd been arrested back in June at an Iranian friend's wedding, and they were charged with engaging in missionary activity and propaganda. They've now returned to Azerbaijan and their families. And Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes says,
several months ago, these men were arrested along with another Iranian national for Christian activities within the country. Now, it was under the guise of some other things, but it was the common thread that they were all Christians. So Open Doors launched a petition asking the government of Iran to set these men free. And several thousands of Christians have signed this petition. We know that it's mixed with that effort, mixed with the prayers of believers around the world, that we have the amazing news that they've been released on bail.
Just because these men are free doesn't mean their troubles are over.
Not necessarily. And so prayers are definitely needed to continue for these men, that they won't be rearrested. But we're thankful that they're out of prison.
So let's pray for these Azerbaijani Christian men to be acquitted of all charges and that they would remain faithful witnesses for Christ. And for this next story, we'll stay on the topic of persecution. As Syria and Iraq wrestle with ISIS for their countries, troops have come face to face with the cruel hallmarks of the Islamic terror group again and again. The news outlet The Guardian shares a recent example of a mass grave discovered outside the town of Bashika. With regard to the persecuted church, Diane Romain of Vision Beyond Borders says,
when we think about the persecuted, it's difficult to think of anybody that's more oppressed than the people that are dealing with the conflict with ISIS right now. You know, the atrocities that they've experienced are beyond comprehension. Just incredible brutality and oppression and fear for their lives, for their families.
ISIS often targets Christians, Yazidis, and moderate Muslims who refuse to pledge allegiance. And even as villages are freed from the grip of ISIS, a big challenge is also unraveling.
So now we're kind of seeing, as they're making these advances, which we're so grateful for, we're seeing kind of a second refugee crisis.
So how can you help? We'll start with prayer. For the persecuted, for the liberators, and for the aid workers, and ask God to reach this nation with his truth and hope. You can also support humanitarian aid relief through Vision Beyond Borders, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And finally, if you have a heart for sharing God's word, but life is keeping you too busy to go on a mission trip, maybe consider becoming a book missionary. Christian Resources International's Jason Wolford explains.
One of the biggest things that we have a need of is people across the United States looking at their shelves, their house, and looking at extra Bibles and Christian books that they might have and sending those into the ministry. We have people that do that from all over the United States. And of course, we take those and repurpose them, give them back to people around the world absolutely for free.
We know that God's word never returns void. But to do this, the ministry needs financial support.
We always tell people that when you give a dollar to CRI, it actually turns into 35 because of the way that our ministry is set up. So you're really seeding the good ground. And so we have individuals that come alongside of us and support us at $35 a month. We have individuals or churches that will sometimes say, hey, I want to sponsor that entire seed container and know that that is going to get into the hands of 30,000 people for free and provide $500,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian books.
If you have unused Bibles and Christian books, consider donating them to Christian Resources International, where they can be put to good use. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.